In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to blast him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
What's up? Happy Friday. Do we try on Fridays?
We always try, Mike.
We do?
Yeah.
It's the same every day?
That's just what you're supposed to say.
What if something happens and we respond with an impressive effort and then people sort of say, well, wow, I mean, they were motivated. What does that say about every other day we've ever worked here for? I mean, that's what you can't. You don't want to have that.
No, you don't want that. No.
You don't want to ever be motivated because it makes every other day you've ever worked look bad.
Yeah. I feel
a stumper
like
early.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. What we really need, I think, you know, there's some complacency here. What we need, they need to sign some people to push us.
The Sabres?
No, the station.
Oh, well, listen, don't get me started.
The crease is all ours.
Moving on.
I did see you walking around the complex today when I pulled in, so I'm expecting just like no end to good ideas. Because you were practically on Maple Road when I pulled in.
Yeah, I did a couple laps.
You were out there.
It was perfect out.
Yeah. I think yesterday was better than today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Was it cooler
yesterday?
It was a little cooler, yeah, but it was warmer than it had been all week. It was just like a real sweet spot, you know, like comfortable. You know, you're not going to go hit. Today I went and hit, you know, after hitting like 5 golf balls, I'm like, ah, I'm so hot. Yesterday, if I'd made time to go hit golf balls, I'd be like, this is really comfortable.
Yesterday was the picnic.
Yeah.
So I was already out there. The picnic started at 11. So I was out there. Yep. You know, I didn't need to walk yesterday.
No, I understand. Sure.
So, yeah, full of good ideas. My best idea, you know, I think, is not even mine.
Go on.
Brian Mazurowski, this morning. You know him.
I do know
Penguins
Brian.
Fan.
I like Brian. I admire Brian.
Penguins newsman, Penguins fan.
Newsman.
Did you see his tweet this morning?
I did. I saw something, but I don't remember what it was now.
Here it is exactly. What are the odds your favorite moment at, and I like how he worded this, the current Bills Stadium, leaving the corporations out of it, you know, which is, I think, fine. What are the odds your favorite moment at the current Bills Stadium has already happened?
Ooh.
For you, they'd be very high. And for me, too.
Yeah.
Because we might not be there that many more times in the next 2 years. But forget whether you were at the stadium for this or maybe you don't want to. Like, just what would be the answer to this question? What are the odds your favorite moment at the stadium has already happened?
That'd have to be really high because you're talking about, you know, if you started, I mean, I went there the year it opened, okay? So 1973. Now, that's not going to be my favorite moment because my dad almost got in a fight and I was 8 years old and pretty scared at a Bills game. Well, Bills Bengals in 73.
And somehow it stuck.
Somehow. But you've got, you know, so I've got, you know, my whole post 8 year old existence to now. And now you've only got, I've got two more seasons. I don't know, maybe there'll be a couple of other events there, concerts or something that I could get drawn to before it closes.
Oh, no,
and
concerts.
The new place opens.
And hockey games, too.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That complicates things.
Sure. So I would say for me, probably pretty high. Now, you know, what could change that? Obviously, you know, we go this year or next year. And, I don't know, they host the AFC title game again and go to the Super Bowl. They beat the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. Like, that might be a lot of people's, answer at that point.
I think the spirit of, I don't know, I haven't talked to Brian, but I think the spirit of this question is that you were there for everything. I think the spirit of the question is, what is the greatest moment?
Yeah, sure.
In
stadium history?
Stadium history. And if you include the next two seasons, will something top it?
Right. That's how I'm trying to look at it, too.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't been there for many of the incredible moments, right? Like, the most memorable game I was at maybe is David White. Division clincher in 95. That is not going to be an answer for, like, the greatest moment in the history of the stadium.
And I think my favorite ever experience day at the stadium was Chad Morton.
Wow.
So at least in your game, the Bills won.
The Bills win. Yeah, right.
But that was my first year with season tickets. I had just started here. I had a girlfriend involved, and we went to that game, the opener in 2002, and I was just so happy.
Yeah.
And it was a great game.
It was a great game.
Like, they lost.
I was also at that game, but the person I was with, who at the time was working here, which was not a good idea, he fell asleep. He fell asleep at the game.
Mm.
So
would that be his favorite moment?
It's definitely not mine.
I
can tell you that.
You don't want that.
Dude,
can we just try here? Like, if I know it's Friday, but if we can just try. If you remove hockey games and concerts.
Sure.
What is the greatest moment out there so far?
51-3, the comeback. A couple of years after that are going to rate very highly.
So games.
And I would say those, for me, as much as I love seeing The Clash with, you know, open for The Who at the stadium and The Stones on the Tattoo U tour and a couple of others and the hockey game, like, I'm fine with a football game being, you know, I think it is a football stadium, and I feel like there've been enough great football moments there, even if I wasn't there for them, that I wouldn't stump for. Oh, no, the Winter Classic in 2008 was the greatest moment in the history of the stadium. Like, no, it was a great day.
You might say that, though.
I really enjoyed the day, but I feel like it should be a football moment myself.
It does feel right to say that, but, you know, to say about the Winter Classic, that was everything. You know, I mean, it wasn't a Bills win, but...
Or even a Sabres win. Right.
That's right. But it's the same people. You know, it's the same. Sure. It's the same fan base.
Yeah.
Packing the stadium, the snow, and the novelty of it. The first one, that was an incredible day for sure. Like, that was one of the best days out there for sure.
Right. Does a moment in the parking lot the day after a game count? For me personally, because of late. The moment that stands out to me, I mean, and maybe the Patriots playoff game, the perfect game, would be, a reasonable answer to this. You know, that was a great, great day. It was Bill Belichick on the other side. It's the playoffs. And, I mean, you just murdered. You got Fitz with no shirt on. The day after, that was a Saturday night, right? So Sunday morning, Jeremy called me and said, you know, I could use a hand with the trailer. He had, you know, they were tailgating and had their camper in the lot, and like, would you, I just gotta go pack it up and get it out of there. Would you want to come with me? I'm sure. So we go out there and we do whatever's got to be done, you know, pack that up and everything. And as we're getting ready to leave, there is, it was a beautiful cold, crisp, but clear skies, no wind, not a cloud in the sky, like just blue sky and sunshine. It's a beautiful morning. And in the shadows in the parking lot, there is this abandoned Patriots, like, Yeti-type coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Patriots logo on it. Just I have a picture of it saved. And I just loved that. Like, it just looked so lonely and appropriate, like lying in a puddle. And I was like, this is a great moment. Like, I feel so good right now. They just murdered this team that was such a pain in our you-know-whats for so many years. And, man, and just seeing that thing sitting there, I'll never forget that moment for me. It had nothing, I mean, it wasn't a part of the game. It was the next morning. But that was a really cool moment in the parking lot. It wasn't, in the stadium. But I loved that.
What was the spread that night?
Ooh, I don't remember.
See, like, there's no question about how good that felt. There were doubts about the Bills in that few days and the history with the Patriots. But the Patriots, I'm looking it up now, they were never really expected to make that run. I mean, it wasn't incredible at all that the Bills beat them. But the fact that they were so good that night, and New England was just no match. The Bills were 4-point favorites, so not 10. It's not right. Like the Steeler game last year, or the Dolphins with Skylar Thompson. I mean, it was was that the same year as the year the Patriots won here on the Monday night in the wind?
Yes, maybe 21. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely legit for the history of the franchises and everything like that. But it wasn't like that. It wasn't surprising that the Bills won the game, really. I mean, it's two different questions, and I don't know exactly what Brian was going for this morning. Like, your favorite moment is not likely to be the greatest moment.
Right.
It's something more personal. It's like, for me, I had that one year that different circumstances made that special for me. And the Bills didn't even have a good season. Like, it was just sort of like...
Sure.
That was a fun season, 2002. The opener with Bledsoe. Bledsoe's first game. They score right at the end to force overtime. They lose on the opening kickoff of overtime. Okay. The Raider game was incredible. The Kelly Snow game with Ricky Williams and that game. The Chargers were here that year with Breeze, and the Bills beat them. Like, there was a lot. There was that fourth and stupid game. I mean, there was a lot that year.
Wow,
very cool. Memorable, even though it wasn't like a Super Bowl or a playoff.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Season.
Yeah, that Miami game in that season is very high on the list for me. I mean, I've only been in the stadium for a couple of games where there was weather like that, and that is easily for me. There were, the other ones weren't. That was a snowstorm during the game, and it was great fun to be there. And you said it, Kelly on the sideline in the high school the varsity type jacket and everything, and just really a fun day.
I remember the next day. That was my one season with Chuck Dickerson, and I said something. I was there, right, for that game. It's any Bills Monday where we're analyzing it. And I said something like, what is Jim Kelly doing? You're in the Hall of Fame. What are you doing running around on the field like a kid? And we went to break, and Chuck was just like, so excited. Like, I can't believe you would say that. Like, I must have never said anything interesting to him. But the fact that I would like throw a shot at Kelly for
right.
on a day where everybody was just, romantic about it all. Yeah. He was just so excited,
Wow.
Like, what did I even say? I don't even know if I said anything interesting.
That's
but
funny.
He liked that it was kind of pointed.
Yep.
Yeah, there were a lot of fun games that year. The Raider game was up there. Like the Bills, 49-31. The Bills lost to the Raiders. Gannon, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice, right.
You know, the Bills lost to the Raiders that day. But, man, I mean, that was a party, even though.
Yep. The Patriots game in 11. That early season
maybe
game.
Maybe similar.
Fred Jackson with the flag and everything. Like, that was a really, you know, I wasn't there for it. But, again, that's always come up as like a drought moment. Like, what's the best thing that happened during the drought? Like, what's the best time you had at the stadium during the drought? Like, that's a very high score, I think, because it's one of the few times you beat the Patriots and it was in such dramatic fashion. And it, much like that Jet opener from 02, it's one of those just perfect, like the day you picture when you get tickets to an early season game. Just sun, maybe a few cloud, but just idyllic conditions to sit and watch a football game.
Rob is on WGR. Hi, Rob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
I was going to say that I'm jealous of both of you guys because you guys were, I was 5, 6, 7, and 8 for the Super Bowl run. I've said that before, and I'm jealous of 51-3. But as an adult, there's just nothing that compares to perfection in the park. I mean, I remember being in my seat after we scored to start the game, and then I actually put my head down when I saw the trajectory of Mac Jones's pass, and I was like, okay, well, it's the Patriots, it's Bill Belichick, of course, they're going to stay in the game, and it's going to be a tight game, and I just expected it. And then to hear the roar, and I look up, and I didn't even know that Micah Hyde had picked the ball off, and it was just obviously just a party from that point on, and it was amazing. It made me feel connected to, you know, to the 51-3 fans because obviously I was too young to be there. So that
oh, sure.
Was,
rub it in. Rub it in. Rob, Sneaky Joe today tweeted a picture to Brian's tweet of the 1988 AFC East clinching win over the Jets with the you know, picture
fans
that everybody's
field,
seen
right.
with the fans on the field and the two or three people hanging on the goalposts. I was on the field. Like, to
really?
Me... I mean, I said to Joe, like, that's a picture of me. You can't see me in the picture. I'm not even sure I'm in it. But I was on the field for that. And, you know, that's a long time ago now. So,
did you get any of the goalposts or anything?
No, the net.
The net,
yes. I never touched the goal. Like, people threw the goalposts over the top of the stadium, I think. That was the...
Or then they like take them up to Ralph's box or something.
Yeah,
like Wilson's
something
box,
like
whatever,
that.
Something like that happened.
I had no contact with the goalpost, but I remember wrestling a guy. Like, I had a Halloween mask on. It was a sort of around Halloween, and just, you know, sort of beating a guy in a wrestling match for the net until it broke. So I have a big piece of the net somewhere.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I just wanted to put my 2 cents in for sure.
Yeah, awesome.
The park was really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that Micah Hyde interception was an incredible play. And
yes.
Look, I mean, it's easy to say the Bills ended up killing him, and they scored every time they had the ball, save for Neil Downs at the end of the half. But the game is 7-0 at that point, you know. Like, and I would trust. I mean, who knows? Maybe the receiver drops the ball, but like that was on target, and who knows? You know, if the Bills get a little tight at 7-7, or there's a bad bounce, just it could have gone differently. It was a big play that I feel like. You know, because the Bills were so dominant on offense, isn't remembered as being as significant because, you know, it didn't come late in the game. It wasn't like a game-saving play or anything, but it's not like the Bills were up 21-0 at that point. It was early in the game, 7-0, and Hyde just made a fantastic play to come all the way across the field like that.
For any trivia lovers, fellow trivia lovers, who is the intended receiver? You'll never get it. He's still in the league.
The name I had in my head was Kendrick Bourne, but I don't think
that's a perfect guess. It's actually Nelson Agholor.
Thank you. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
He's on New England?
Yeah.
For that game?
I don't remember that at all.
That's 3 years ago. I have no memory of that.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah.
Right? 21 playoffs? Not even 3 years ago.
Yeah.
What's the official temperature at profootballreference.com for that Patriots game? 7.
Nice. 7 degrees.
7 degrees. So somehow on X, the conversation continued as Brian Mazurowski had tweeted, you know, the odds that your favorite stadium moment won't be topped in the next 2 years, the remaining 2 years of the stadium. And they got to, what about your least favorite moment? Like the worst moment? you've ever had out there. Will that be topped? Like, lose. All right. Beating New England in a wild card game, especially because of the history and the Bills' performance, sure. They lose the next week, but that's a great night. Assuming you didn't get, like, frostbite or something. That's a great night. Last year's loss is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Bills have other, is it two other home playoff losses? Jacksonville in 96 and then the Bengals?
The Bengal game in 22, yeah.
And, you know, any of those, I don't know if the Jacksonville game can be, like, the worst moment out there. The Bills had so much success. They get back to the playoffs 2 years later. The Chief one, though, on different levels, is tough. What you wanted, what you called WGR for 3 years to complain about, was that you never got the Chiefs at home. And then you do, and you lose.
Yeah.
Like that. That's
like that too. Like, you know,
lose a close one.
Right.
Like that. That's up there. We were not. You and I were not at that game. You know, it's different for me than it was even in 2002. Like, I was still like such a fan back then, and work was just sort of part of it. But then for me, work became most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the emotional connection is very different than it was. I mean, I was at playoff games in the Super Bowl years, the 90 Miami game. I don't even have to equivocate on this. There's, of course, I was 19 years old. Or, right? Yes. Of course, I was just like paralyzed by the stress of how the Bills would do in this game against Miami. They'd rarely had good seasons, you know, in my life watching them.
Yep.
And here it was. I sat five rows from the field in the corner, in one corner of, like, on the Dolphin side for that game. And I just would, like, I probably had trouble breathing.
Yes,
that morning.
I believe it.
A Saturday afternoon.
I believe it.
Snow, Buffalo, Miami, all of it. I did not go to 51-3, but I was at that game, and I'm sure there was nothing in my life that was even close to as important to me as how that game went. I mean, that's a favorite moment because they win. It was a thrilling game, too. They win, and, you know, then you can breathe again.
Yeah. Yeah, that game, I just watched a bunch of the Bills highlights. I didn't see any of the Miami touchdowns in the highlight package that I watched. But looking back at it, I felt like it's not the perfect game, but the opponent is right, the weather is right, the stakes are very high, and my feeling is like the Bills were in control, but it was close enough that you still would be like that, right? Like, I don't...
It got to 27-24.
Okay,
I think.
Right.
Roy Foster.
Did they ever even trail in the game? Right.
No, but...
It was close.
It was not a breeze.
No. And the final ended up being, what, 44-34?
44-34, I think, is right.
Yeah.
I think Marino threw a short right in my corner. A short play-action touchdown pass to an offensive lineman. Roy Foster was the player. In, like, a one-yard touchdown pass. And, like, uh-oh. That might have made it 27-24. Like, there's a long way to go here.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I remember it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look now, but
yeah.
I think that's right. Like anybody, as you get older, you remember that stuff better than you remember, like, like last week.
Sure, yes.
Don't ask me what I did last night, but I'll tell you about Roy Foster.
Right.
Just... Well, love the question. I mean, we've got 2 years left with the stadium. What are the chances the best thing ever happens before it's over? What would that even be?
It's got to be... I mean, beating anybody to get back to the Super Bowl would probably rate, but I think beating the Chiefs would be the thing that could just blow the field away. You know,
they have to win the Super Bowl after that, though.
Sure they do.
Right?
Yeah.
Or else it's
these
other games.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know. We can discuss it.
I feel like that's the only thing that could happen between now and the new stadium opening that would really rate.
Yeah, if you beat New England 47-17 this year, all right.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, great.
So what? You're supposed to.
Right.
That's a fun existence. Today, coming up, John Daigle, Fantasy Friday. What am I doing burying Fantasy Friday? It's like August 23rd. We're all drafting now. Even Bulldog, he's got a draft coming up. Not the one I dragged him into, the free roll, but like a real one. Everybody's drafting now. One of my favorite guys in the industry, John Daigle, now with Establish the Run, will join us at 4. I think he's been on one other time, so he comes off the one-timer list today. And Tyler Dunn. Some perspective on the upcoming season from the great Tyler Dunn coming up today as well. Favorite moment, best, worst, 803-0550 for your calls. Thanks for listening. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.